On the line now, I'm delighted to say we have joining us John Oldham. John, are you there?
Yes, I am, Peter. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Nice to have you with us on the programme. I'm going to go through a list here, John, if you don't mind, just so that people can hear some of the things that you've been dealing with. Since April this year, officers that you're involved with, John, as the Assistant Director of Border Force North, have seized dozens of weapons as people come back through the airport, the international airport, and it includes knives, batons, knuckle dusters, a BB gun and a stun gun disguised as a mobile phone, with the majority of those seized from travellers returning from Bulgaria as well as Poland and the US. So how many of these are you talking?
We're talking in a range, Peter, around 60. I'm afraid to say it's not just single ones, there's multiple seizures of those type of weapons, which and they come in from a range of people, some with worse intentions in mind, to those maybe more naive teenagers who are maybe bringing it for souvenirs or to pass on as presents to their friends.
So there are people coming through, John, who just don't remember or don't know or don't realise that you physically can't take something like that back through an airport off the back of your holidays as a wee memento?
That's correct. It ranges from those who don't know to those who maybe have other intentions in mind. We do try to publicise that you can't bring these weapons in. As you go down the international corridor, we have a huge 5-foot poster in trying to inform people that you can't bring these weapons in. And we also, on time to time, go in the school groups, etc., to try and educate the teachers and these pupils not to bring back these weapons.
And if
some are still bringing them back.
If someone brings them through, John, and brings them back, and you're pretty convinced that they've got a malicious reason or they don't have an innocent explanation, what trouble could they get into? What exactly is the punishment for something like that?
They could face imprisonment. We would refer any detections we make. We would look at it and pass them to the national crime agencies, who then may take further action, and this action may, ultimately, for the worst cases, and depending on what type of weapon, numbers of weapons, and maybe past convictions, result in imprisonment.
And just for anybody that is listening, John, like, regardless, we highlighted there are some of them we're coming from, were predominantly from Bulgaria and Poland and other places in the EU, but it doesn't matter where you're coming from. The rules are the same when you're coming through Belfast International Airport. No matter where you come from, there are items that you cannot bring in with you, regardless of where your departure point was.
National City of Derry or George Best Belfast City, if you're coming from international, there are prohibitions and restrictions, one of which is around weapons and firearms, and just please do not bring them in, because you're putting all our communities at risk.
Definitely. And what about, I gave the list of stuff that's been found, but anything left off that list, anything else that's unusual or strange, John, that you wouldn't have expected to have to take off somebody?
We also come across things to the naked eye look like torches. But then when you look closer, they're actually stun guns disguised, a bit like the mobile phone. And then we found knuckle dusters, unfortunately, this year, with containing knives. So when you flick out the bottom of it, there's knives attached to it. So, you know, it really does range, Peter.
And if someone does have a concern, if someone thinks that they know someone or they've seen someone who's been smuggling something in that they shouldn't, there is a hotline they can call, John, as well.
Yeah, if people are concerned, the hotline is 0800 59 5000.
That's 0800 59 5000. John, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it. Keep up
the
good work.
Peter.